Primark. I'm stood here at a beautiful Great Dorset Steam Fair. The sun's out, it's been out all day, it's been lovely and warm. It's a pleasure to meet Martin Oliver. We spoke on the phone before, but it's a pleasure to meet you face to face.
Absolutely, yes, and vice versa, yes.
And of course, what's your earliest memory of the Steam Fair? Obviously started by your late father. You must have some first distant memories of being at the Steam Fair yourself.
Well, yes, I do. I remember the early shows up at the old Steropane Butcher site, and a lot of recollection out there of rain and mud, to be honest with you.
but
we've come a long way since then. We've been on this current site at Harrington since 1988, so yeah, time flies, but it's a fabulous site for the Steam Fair. Lots of Dorset rolling hills, and the atmospheric conditions we get here with everything we do is just wonderful.
It must be great to do something that, you know, obviously you have, the fair as such has to make money out of, but it must be lovely to do something that's your passion, and obviously your father's passion as well.
Well, my dad, you know, he grew up on a working farm, and the ingredients of this event really go back to his early life. You know, we are farmers. He was interested in steam trains, vintage fairgrounds. So you can see all the ingredients here, which were, you know, which my father grew up with, and his vision to create a heritage event. Well, this is the fruition of all that.
I remember one of the, I've been coming for, I don't think I've missed many fairs in about 30 years, I don't think. My son, who's just over there, has been coming every year since he was 4 weeks old. I think one of the most emotional times I've had here is, unfortunately, the year after your dad died, the tribute or the traction engines done, similar to what was done in the heavy haulage arena today. That must make you feel very proud.
Well, it does, yeah. I mean, you know, my dad's sadly been, he's been passed away now for nearly 7 years,
is
actually.
That long, really?
I know. But this show will always be his show.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just the custodian of it for him, really, and that's what drives me on, Dad's legacy, definitely.
Yeah. What's it like now? Because we're into, of course, the dates changed this year, didn't they?
They did. And I think, you know, looking at the show on the first 2 days here, I think our decision to bring the show forward by a week has been vindicated, because the main reason we brought the show forward is to get back in the school holidays. Last year we had all sorts of problems with the attendance, because we clashed with schools going back for the first time due to the government's new policy of shortening the summer holidays. So
let's not mention the government, shall we? We're having a good day.
Perhaps not. But I mean, it had to be, you know. If we had stayed on our old dates and not being able to attract families, we would be committing financial suicide, really, because we need punters through the gate like any business. So, I mean, the first 2 days now have nearly been and gone, and the number of families on site, you know, it's really, really pleasing, and I think we're looking forward to a good weekend.
Yeah, it must have been an immense decision. Obviously, you making that decision does make you clash with other things, but I say it had to be done, didn't it? Because the difference between the years that the kids are at school and aren't, I say, was immense. Even I saw that last year.
Well, absolutely. The first 3 days of our show last year, which were in the working week, it was noticeable greatly that the families weren't here. So we had to do something about it. You know, the show is a business. We had to make a commercial decision, because we have to safeguard the event. It would have been no good for us to you know, with broken hearts in 2 years' time, thinking if only we change our dates, it would have been too late.
Because it's great. It always is great value. You could charge double. Please don't, but you could charge double, and it'd still be a great day out, because there's so much that just have to be into steam, do you? There's I can say this because I can be sexist. I won't drop you in it, but there's a market for the perhaps the ladies and what have you, and of course, obviously, there's attraction engines, and for the younger ones, there's all the stunt teams and what have you. It's a proper day out for the families.
Well, you're dead right there. I mean, you know, we are obviously, you know, heritage based event. Steam doesn't always do us, you know, our name Great Dorset Steam, but doesn't always do us justice, because there's much more than just steam here. But we have in recent years slightly modified the show, i.e. you know, we've now got, you know, some bigger music festivals, as you said just now. We've got stunt arenas for the kids, so you know, if we're portraying a family show, we have to provide family activities, and I think that's what we do now.
And finally, I know you're a busy chap, but are you a bit like, now we're into the second day, is it a bit like for you, is it a bit like sort of Christmas Eve come 7 o'clock, when if you've forgotten anything it's too late, you've just got to go with it? Or are you still stressed out with a million and one things? So probably the latter, I would imagine.
Well, you're right, really. You know, it is a bit like Christmas Eve. You know, it's a mad rush. You know, this show takes an awful lot of organising all over, you know, for 12 months. Massive amount of administration, meetings, and everything we have to do behind the scenes. And then we have 2 weeks of marking out to get ready here. But time does quickly run out when we're getting ready for the show on site. So yeah, it was a bit like Christmas Eve, but now the show's up and running, it's a case of monitoring things. Yes, there's always things going wrong, but largely things we can deal with quite swiftly. But yeah, it's quite nice now. We're sort of nearly at the end of day two. It's a case of monitoring. So yeah, the intense pressure is off at the moment, which is nice. Yeah,
well, I wish you, I don't think you need my luck, but I wish you all the luck for the rest of the weekend. The web forecast is set fair. And I say, if only this was television and not radio, it's absolutely ideal. We're in the middle of a load of fields here, stood in front of probably what's the best sight of the show, especially in a few hours' time when it's dark, when everything lights up. Thank you very much for your time, and hopefully see you next year.
Okay, yeah. Nice to see you.